Well, I've actually written to the First Minister today asking if she will come, along with the Cabinet Secretary for Education, to Aberdeen on the 7th of October for an educational summit, which we hope we'll be able to get round the table with Scottish Government to discuss the issues that not just Aberdeen City's got, but the other five authorities throughout the north of Scotland have got regarding the retention and recruitment of teachers.
I mean, it's really is a big gathering of everyone in the North East. You guys are uniting together and saying, look, we need help.
I think the six authorities that have come together recognise that we have similar difficulties in the recruitment and retention of teachers. We've obviously undertaken, both locally and throughout the North and North East of Scotland, various measures in which to try and address that. Some of those have been successful, but what I think we can clearly see is that we need intervention from Scottish Government so that we can be addressing not just the current problems that we've got, but the likely problems we will have in the future, given the increasing capacities and school roles we'll have both at a primary and a secondary level in the years to come.
For those that don't know, how desperate is the situation in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire? You know, what are the kind of numbers we're looking at?
Well, we have challenges both at our primary and secondary levels with teacher vacancies, particularly at head teacher level. In our primary schools, we've got a 20% vacancy level for head teachers. We've also got challenges in our secondary schools around the STEM subjects, which are the sciences, technology, engineering and maths, where it is very difficult for us to recruit staff to those because we're competing with the oil and gas sector, where they can obviously earn larger salaries. So we do have challenges around that. We want to, as I say, we've obviously been trying to address those ourselves, bringing in measures, the Golden Hellos. We were the first local authority to bring in an incentive payment. That's been replicated by others now. We're looking at providing accommodation for incoming workers, but there are challenges ahead and we want Scottish Government to come to the table with us so that we can draw up solutions, not just for the immediate difficulties, but in the medium and long term too.
Do you think Aberdeen City and Aberdeenshire can be considered in a group with the North East? I mean, the situation here, like you say, is very different to, say, for example, in Inverness or in Shetland.
I think what's happened from the talks that we've had with the other five local authorities is that we can see that we've got common problems. We want to get together with Scottish Government to try and address those. The high cost of living is a problem that we have here, but it's also about bringing people to the North East. So one of the solutions that we think may be able to promote is that we train more teachers within the North East and the North of Scotland. So at Aberdeen University, the Highlands and Islands University, because if we train people here, they are more likely to stay here once they're qualified. And, you know, that would obviously help us if we could get them into our schools.
I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, we have such a problem with young people getting into employment in this country. Do you think more people should be convinced to go to the route of teaching?
Yeah, I think what we need to do, I mentioned about the STEM subjects and the lack of teachers we have there. I think what we need to be doing is we need to be offering a wide range of subjects within our schools. So if we are to shape up for the future, we need to be making sure that the subject choices are available in those subjects and others. We need to be making teaching a more attractive proposition to people in our schools so that we will have people going to the further education and obviously dealing with the capacity issues that we've got, the increased roles we'll have. We will need more teachers than we've got currently.
And what do you expect Nicola Sturgeon's response to be to your letter then?
Well, given the First Minister's comments last week about how important raising attainment is to her personally and the Scottish Government as a whole, I would hope that she would see this as an opportunity to come together with the six local authorities to try and make sure that we are putting things in place that will allow us to feed in to that raising attainment agenda. It's very important to us that we are providing the educational opportunities for our young people in the same way that they are throughout the rest of Scotland, so that their opportunities and choices are as good as anyone else.